但他儿子来到这地上的时候
But when his son came into the world,
没有人接待他
No one received him.
没有人愿意接待他
And no one was willing to receive him.
所以他生在马槽里面
Therefore, Jesus was born in a manger.
他死在十架上
And he died on the cross.
没有一个埋葬他的坟墓
That he didn't even have a tomb for him.
所以特别在约翰福音说到
Therefore, in the book of John, it describes
凡接待他的
those who receive him
就是信他名的人
is those who believe in his name.
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女
And he will give them the right to be his own child.
怎么样接待他呢
So how do we receive this God?
就是信他名
means we believe in him.
怎么相信他呢
How do we believe in him?
在罗马书说到
In Romans, it says,
我们口里承认他是主
That we confess with our mouth that he is the Lord
我们心里相信神已经叫他从死里复活
And we believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead
我们就得救了
Then we are saved
这就是我们的信
And that's where the faith comes in
我们就是借着这样的祷告来到神的面前
And through a prayer of faith like that we can come to God
成为他的儿女
We can become a child of God
所以神就一直看顾他的儿女
Therefore God continuously cares for his own child
所以我们在地上有各样的环境
And therefore, on earth, we have encountered different things.
遇到各样的遭遇。
We have different encounterings.
像昨天我们看见那个老弟兄他病了。
Like yesterday, this neighbor, old man, he was sick.
不是说我们信主了我们就一帆风顺 天色常蓝花香常漫。
And being a child of God does not guarantee that we'll have no trouble at all in life.
没有我们还是会遇到一些的困难。
We will encounter hardship.
圣经上明明说他以艰难当饼。
And Bible tells us that God used sufferings as a bread
苦难当水
and the painful things as our water
所以就可以知道我们的生命是怎么样来建造的怎么样长大的
you know how we grow spiritually that way
但是我们的跟不信主的人有一个不一样
but there is a major difference between us and the people who do not believe
我们来看待我们所遭遇的有不同的眼光
that we have a different perspective about hardship in life
神把我们带到天上来看这个环境
and God brought us to heavenAnd lift us up and to look down and see our situation.
你会发现这环境变小了。
And you realize when you're up there, things become much smaller.
我想我们都有搭飞机的经验。
You and I all have somehow got on an airplane before, right?
一个摩天大楼，当你在高空上往下看的时候。
And a high-rise building, when you view it from the earth, from the ground.
它就像一个火柴盒。
Oh, but when you view it from above, the high-rise building becomes like a little matchbox.
当我们的环境透过神来看也是这样。
Therefore, when we view things through the eyes of God, we'll feel the same way too.
神还给我们一个很大的权柄。
And God has also given us a great privilege.
每一天借着祷告可以连接于天上。
That through prayer, we can be connected to the heaven.
支取他所有的祝福和帮助。
And we can claim and receive heavenly help.
所以我们住在地上没有什么可以忧虑的。
Therefore, when we live on earth, we don't have to worry that much.
所以主告诉我们。
Therefore, the Lord tells us
他有一个旨意。
That he has a purpose for us.
他说应当一无挂虑。
He said, be anxious for nothing.
只要把我们所要的来告诉神。
But through prayer, you tell God what we need.
神所赐出人意外的平安。
And the peace that's from God.
并在我们心里面保守我们的心怀意念。
We'll transcend all understanding and guard our heart in Christ Jesus.
怎么样可以得着这样
？So how can we enjoy a blessing like that?
凡是借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
That is through prayer, through thanksgiving and petition.
来告诉神。
We tell God everything that we need.
每一件事。
Everything.
有时候我们有一个不好的习惯。
Sometimes we have this poor habit.
觉得这个事情太大。主管没有办法管。
Sometimes our trouble it seems to be so big, we feel that the Lord cannot help.
事情太小，神不会管。
Or the difficulty is too small, we feel the Lord doesn't care, doesn't bother to take care.
所以我们一点没有给神机会。
So a lot of time we just take away all these opportunities from God.
但是神说凡事。
But God says in everything.
所以我们在生活中学习怎么样来祷告，凡事借着祷告交托他。
He said in everything through prayer, trust in me.
交托是什么
What does it mean by entrust something in his hand?
神接手
means let God take over.
你就不用负任何的责任
so that you don't have to carry the responsibility anymore.
接手的人负责
It's the one who takes over will take charge.
那神凭什么来负我们的责任
And what makes God qualified to take over?
因为我们是他的儿女
Because we are his children.
所以我们的祷告的答应在生活中我们可以一直来经历
Therefore we experience many times our prayer got answered.
所以接下来我们有两位姊妹
There are two dear sisters who would like to testify how God has answered their prayer in their lives.
我们要先请王一春姊妹。
I'd like to ask Sister Wang to come forward.
然后再来是司徒小莹姊妹。
And then Ada will do their testimony.
我们现在来听神在他们身上所要彰显的荣耀。
Let's listen to the glory that God tries to manifest through them.
各位弟兄姊妹及福音朋友们，大家平安。
Peace to brothers, sisters, and friends.
我叫王一春。
My name is Wang, 一春王。
我今天做这个见证呢，是我过去的一年多以来啊，那个主呢让我就是经历了他，是一位又真又活的神。
I'd like to share with you how in the past year God has let me experience the fact that He is the true and living God.
而且也是一位听祷告的神。
And also, he's a God who listens and answers prayer.
他更是满了慈爱与大能的一位救主。
And the God that's full of mercy and might.
我有两个儿子。
And I have two sons.
他们现在都结婚了。
They all got married.
我的小儿子跟我的媳妇呢，他们两个人在2005年的时候，因为公司搬迁，所以他们都到了亚利桑那州去。
And my younger son and his wife moved to Arizona because they're the relocation of their company they work for.
他们去了之后呢，就是在那边工作了，前两年都非常好。
And they had pretty good career there in the first 2 years when they moved over.
公司的营运呢也很好，所以他们工作很安定之下呢，他们在那边也就买了房子。
And the company was very profitable, so they feel very stable, and they bought a house of their own there too, in Arizona.
可是呢，到了2008年开始呢
，But starting in 2008.
因为经济不景气
，because of the economic recession started，
所以他们的公司呢就开始分批的在裁员
，so their company started layoff plans。
一直到了2008年的差不多年底的时候
，when they approached the end of 2008，
他们公司呢就在有一个消息出来，就说他们这个 IT 的这个部门呢要整个裁掉
，and there was a rumor that the entire IT department will be removed。
所以他们就一直很紧张。
So they were quite nervous about it.
就是虽然可是也没有办法，到了第二年2009年的二月。
When it comes to February 2009,
我的儿子真的就失去了工作。
My son was indeed laid off.
那当他失去工作之后呢
？And after he lost his job.
因为他买了房子，有房子贷款、汽车贷款，还有各式各样的很多的 payment 要付。
Because he has all these payments for the house, for the car, and other expenses.
那我他失业了之后呢，他一方面也申请政府的救济，的失业补助金。
On one hand, he received the welfare for unemployment.
可是呢，他亚利桑那州的失业救济金呢，跟加州不一样。
But their unemployment benefit is different from California.
他每个礼拜呢只能向政府领260块钱。
They were only entitled to about $260 per week.
所以他就心里非常的焦虑。
So he was very anxious about the little income he had.
他打电话给我说有一天跟我说妈我没工作了。
And he called me, he said, Mom, I lost my job.
我听了以后非常震惊。
And I was so shocked to hear that.
他说我怎么办啊
?He said, what should I do?
我忽然心里第一个念头就是说没关系，我们来祷告吧。
And the first thing that came into my mind was that it's all right, let's pray together.
我祷告呢，我就是希望，就是说他已经没有工作，我希望主保守他的太太，要留住他的工作。
And I pray the Lord, now my son has lost his job, please keep his wife's job.
后来经过，我就儿子说：“妈，我不会祷告怎么办？”我说：“没关系，在电话上面，我说我们一起祷告。
”And my son says, "No, I don't know how to pray." I said, "That's okay, let's pray together on the phone."
我带着他在电话里面做了祷告。
So together we prayed on the phone.
就是从那次以后呢，我儿子就跟我的媳妇都每天都很紧张，就怕被公司 lay off 掉。
And from that day on, both my son and his wife were so anxious, and they were so afraid that his wife will be laid off as well.
非常感谢主，主听了我们的祷告。
And we are so thankful that the God has heard our prayer.
他的太太的工作就一直很平安。
His wife's job was intact all those time.
他们公司裁员裁了几乎 一个公司裁掉了三分之二的人。
And they lay off about two-thirds of their people there.
非常感谢主，因为我是他的儿女，所以主也听了我们的祷告。
I'm very thankful because I am his child and he listened to our prayer.
一直到这个，然后呢，就是他辞掉工作以后，他就开始上网去开始找工作。
And he started searching for a job on the internet.
可是在亚利桑那州不像在加州，工作非常的难找。
And it was very difficult to find a job in Arizona.
他的那个履历表啊，寄了又寄，寄了又寄。他说他后来跟我说，他说妈，我大概寄了七八十封了，没有一封有回音的。
And he sent our resume about 70 to 80 places, but there was no response whatsoever.
因为他说在亚利桑那州，他是白人的天下。
And in Arizona, it was a Caucasian community.
他履历表寄出之后呢，他就会打电话去问。他去问人家说：“你们有没有收到我的表啊？有没有要 interview 我啊？”因为他很急。
And every time he submitted a resume, he will follow by calling them, says, "Did you receive my resume? Do you like to interview me?"
可是人家都跟他说：“哦，对不起，我们已经找到别人了。”
But the response is always the same. That, "Oh, sorry, we have found someone else."
然后这个事情就这样子，就经过了好几个月。
And many months passed by after he was laid off.
从他失业以后呢，我跟我先生呢，就是我那个时候是跟我小儿子住在亚利桑那州。
At the time, I lived with him in Arizona.
那我先生呢，就是经常的往亚利桑那州跑。
And my husband was still here in California, but he would visit us in Arizona.
那到了五月，就是2008年的五月份的时候。2009年五月份的时候
，When it comes to May of 2009，
因为我的大媳妇呢生了 baby 了
，My older son's wife gave birth to a baby，
所以我大儿子就跟我说：“妈，你回来帮我带小孩吧。
”So my older son needed my help and asked me to join and live with him to take care of their baby。
所以我就收拾了行囊，就回到加州来了。
So I packed up everything and I returned to California。
那我小儿子因为以前我在那边陪着他，他还有个伴。
And when I used to live with my younger son, I was his very dear company.
我离开了之后呢，哦，他一个人，他更觉得更孤单。
And after I came back here, he felt very lonely.
在我要回加州的前一天的晚上。
And the night before I returned to California.
我带着我儿子
And together with my son,
我说儿子妈妈告诉你我们一起祷告妈妈教你怎么样祷告我说你不需要讲得太那个他说妈妈不会祷告我说没有关系你就把你心里的话告诉主耶稣他会帮助你的
I share with him that you don't have to be eloquent and make a big speech in prayer let me teach you how to pray just tell God what was in your heart
他很好笑他第一次祷告他居然跟主耶稣说主啊求你看在我妈的面子上帮帮我吧。
And his first, when he prayed the first time, it was very funny. He said, Oh Lord Jesus, for the sake of my mom, please listen to my prayer.
我跟他说妈妈的面子太小了。
And I said, you know, I'm not that important that God will listen because of me.
你要告诉主你只要诚心祷告主耶稣一定会听见的。
All you need to do is to be sincere in your prayer. God will hear you.
后来我回到加州之后呢我常常跟他都有电话的联络。
And after I returned to California, I call him very often.
我告诉他说你找到工作我问他你找到工作了没有啊
And many times I said, did you get a job?
他说没有
诶。He said no.
他说我的每天都在上网，每天都在寄履历表。
He said I search on the internet every day and send out resume every day.
他说可是一点消息都没有。
However, there's no response.
他说连一个 interview 的机会都没有。
Not even a chance to be interviewed.
这样事情，我说没有关系，我们继续祷告。
And I said that's okay. Let's continue to pray.
我晚上啊望着天上的晨星。
And a lot of times I look into the stars at night.
我说主啊我知道你在那里。
I said, Lord, I know you are real.
我说请你帮助我的孩子。
Please help my child.
他真的需要工作。
He really needs a job.
后来因为时间拖得很长他生活上面的因为经济的拮据啊他过得非常的节省。
And after being laid off for quite a period of time, he is very tight financially, so he was very careful in his spending.
他有一天居然打一个电话给我说，妈，我大概得了什么病啊？
And one day he said, Mom, I think I'm sick of something. I'm sick about something.
他说我要喝水，他说我那个杯子都放不到嘴边，那个水都一直流到我一脸上都是，他我手一直发抖。
He said, I tried to drink water from this cup. However, my hand kept on shaking. I can't even get it close to my lips and the water got all over my face.
我说你怎么，你是不是感冒啦？还是有发烧有没有？他说都没有。
Are you having a fever? He said, no, I don't.
我就那时候我非常害怕，我就赶快打了一个电话给我的媳妇。
And I was so concerned, so I called his wife.
我说你赶快帮我的儿子赶快帮他挂个号，他可能真的生病了。
I said maybe you need to take him to emergency. I think he might be sick.
结果呢，他带他去看了医生之后，医生给他验血啊，给他做了检查以后，说他得了非常严重的营养失调症。
And the doctor's diagnosis was that he was significantly malnutrition.
因为每次我打电话去给他的时候，他总是说，我说你吃饭了没有？他说有啊。我说你吃什么？他说我刚吃过泡面。他经常在吃泡面。
Because many times when I asked him, did you eat yet? He said, yeah, I just had a couple of noodles. That's his frequent meals.
我说你不能常常吃这个。他说可是妈我没钱啊。
I said, don't eat a couple of noodles. It's not nutritious enough. He said, but I don't have money.
我说那听了他这些话以后，从那个时候以后，我几乎每隔一个礼拜，我就烧点菜啊，我就往亚利桑那州跑。
And after hearing that, I started making some home meals, and then every week or so, I would drive to Arizona to deliver those food to him.
后来经过一些药物的治疗啊，还有我们经常给他一些食物上的补助。
And after treatment for a period of time, medically and also from home.
他慢慢身体就比较好起来了。
He gradually recovered his strength.
然后我就祷告主，我说主啊，他也请你帮助他。
So I prayed to the Lord, said, Lord, help him, please.
帮助他身体好起来，他才有力量。
Help him to recover physically so that he can have strength.
经常晚上睡觉之前，我都是很忧心的在为他祷告。
And every night before I sleep, I will pray for him fervently.
后来，这事情就过了好几个月。
And after a few months.
有一天他跟我说
One day he said,
早上我大概七点多钟的时候
About 7 a.m. here,
他说妈我昨天晚上接到一个电话，他说有一个那个公司叫我去 interview 诶。
He said, Mom, I got a call last night, a company wants to interview me.
我说感谢主，你就去吧，去。
I said, thank the Lord, go, go.
好，结果他去了以后，他才发现那个工作离他家非常的远，他要开两个小时的车，他才能去。
And then he went for the interview, then he realized it was 2 hours away from where he lived.
而且是一个 part-time 的工作。
It was a part-time job as well.
后来我就说没有关系，我们来祷告。
I said, that's okay, let's pray.
祷告的时候呢，我就因为我的儿子他跟他太太原来是同一个公司，所以他们两个人就一部车。
And because they only have my son and his wife only have one car, because they worked for the same company before.
那他就说，如果我做那个 part-time 的工作，我要另外再买一部车。
He said, if I need to go to another place to work part-time, and I need to get another car.
他考虑的结果呢？然后我就说，我说那我们来祷告，看看主耶稣觉得你去好还是不去好。
So I said, why don't we pray to the Lord and then let him show us whether you should go to this part-time job or not.
结果就是那么奇妙的事情。
And marvelous thing happened.
就在他要去 interview 的前一天的下午。
And the day before his interview day.
结果那个公司居然打电话跟他说，我们也找到人了。
And that company called him says, oh, we just found somebody fill the position already, so you don't have to come.
Yeah, 所以他说，因为你们住得太远了，我如果有事情临时要叫你的话，你住得太远，对我们来讲不方便。
That potential employer says, I realize you live 2 hours away, so if I need your help very urgently, you won't be able to make it in time.
然后后来呢，他就有一次他在网络上看到那个亚利桑那州的政府在找人。
And later on, he noticed on the internet the government, state government of Arizona was looking for somebody.
他非常喜欢想要到政府的部门去工作。
And he liked to work for the government.
他就寄了履历表过去。
So he submitted his resume.
可是也是石沉大海。
Again, there was no response.
然后呢，他就这个事情经过了这个事情之后，他有一次呢， 他就跟我说，妈，不然的话，他说我回加州工作好不好？
And after a period of time, after this last instance, he said, Mom, how about I move back to California and look for a job here?
我说你自己有没有心，你有没有做过祷告呢？
I said, did you pray about this?
他说没有哎。
He said, no, I didn't.
我说好，那我们一起在电话里面，我们就一起做祷告。
I said, why don't we pray together on the phone for this?
结果那天的晚上。
And that night.
我就好像做梦一样，又好像是有什么感觉。
I just sensed something. I wasn't sure was I in a dream or I just sensed something.
就第二天早上我就打了一个电话给我儿子，我说你来回来加州好了。
So I called him next morning. I said, you know, I think you should come back to California.
结果他就开始在加州的那个工作的网页上面开始找工作。
So he started looking for a job in California on the internet.
在加州是很容易比较容易找工作。
And it's much more opportunities here offered.
他寄去了几个履历表都有了回音。
And he submitted several resumes and he received several responses.
有一个公司呢就要他回来这边工作。
And one company actually offered him a job.
就给他的薪水呢虽然没有以前的好，但是也还算不错。
Although the salary was not compatible with his older job, it was pretty good.
他回来 interview 之后呢，老板很喜欢他。
And his new boss liked him very much after interview.
最后呢，他就决定先留下来再说。
So he decided to stay here.
可是他留下来了，工作了才一个礼拜。
One week after his new job,
忽然亚利桑那州那边的一个政府的部门
，a government agency of Arizona,
打了一个电话给他
，called him,
说。我们教育局有一个工作。
We have an opening in our Bureau of Education.
你愿意回来，愿不愿意回来 interview?
Do you like to come back and have an interview with us?
他非常的高兴，他就说他当然是愿意了。
Of course, he liked that opportunity.
在他回去的前，在他回从加州，他已经上班了一个星期了。他要回去的前一天晚上，我们父子两个人，母子两个人在那边。就是讲谈这个事情。
And right before he returned for the interview, and we talked about the night
before. 我们谈到了很晚，然后那天晚上我说你明天要回去了，我们一起做个祷告。
And it was late at night after our long conversation, and right before we ended in the evening, I said, why don't we pray together?
他也跟着一起，他也有了一些个祷告。本来他都是听我祷告，然后他就在旁边阿门。
Usually I would pray, he would just say amen. But that night he prayed as well.
对，他也自己有了一些祷告。就第二天早上他就回去了。
And next morning he headed back to Arizona for the interview.
回去了之后呢，然后他回来就是他礼拜五的 interview， 礼拜一他又回来加州上班，因为他那边没有马上就答应他。回来之后呢，然后大概又过了一个礼拜。
And after a week,
他那边的那个教育局的人打电话给他说，我们在所有的 interview 的里面，我们选了四个人。
And the Education Bureau says, contact him says we picked four candidates from all the interviewees.
你必须回来做第二次的 interview.
So one of them is you, and you need to come back for the second interview.
所以他他要回去的清晨四点。
And that the morning that he was heading back to Arizona for the second interview, around 4 a.m.
他把我从床上叫起来说，妈，我早上要走了，你来帮我祷告好不好？
He woke me up from sleep, says, Mom, I'm about to head for the second interview in Arizona. Can you pray with me?
他说他睡不着。
Because he could not sleep.
我就起来了，跟他两个人坐在饭桌前面，我们一起祷告。
So I got up and we prayed together in our dining room.
早上起天亮了之后他就出发了，因为他下午的 interview。
And when the morning arrived, he left for Arizona because his interview was in the afternoon that day.
非常感谢主他得到了这份工作。
And we're so thankful because he got a job offer that day.
从他失去工作一直到他得到这个工作一共经历了一年四个月。
And it was about 1 year and 4 months.The entire period of time, from the point that he lost his job until he got this new job.
他曾经在祷告的中间，他非常的失望，跟我说：“妈，祷告有用吗？”
And there are times that he was so disappointed, he would question, he would say, "Mom, does prayer really help?"
他说：“我已经不想祷告了。”这是在他还没有得到这个工作之前。
He said, I already lost the hope and heart to pray anymore.
他说我觉得祷告没有用。
He said, I don't think it helps to pray.
我跟他说 我跟他说人我说主说人要常常祷告不要灰心。
And I advise him, says God said in the Bible that we should often pray and do not lose heart.
只要凡事你要诚心的祷告主一定会听到你的声音的。
Just pray sincerely, God listens and he will hear you.
他我说他一定已经预备好了一个工作要给你。
And I know for sure he has prepared for you a good job.
我说你要给他时间你要耐心的等待。
But you need to be patient for his timing.
所以在当这个事情经过了这么长的时间我们很殷切的祷告。
And in this long period of time, we pray constantly.
所以主真的做事了。
And God really did something great for him.
我们非常感谢主。
And we're so thankful for that.
我们也赞美主。
And we praise the Lord for what he did.
所以祷告真的是非常非常的重要。
So prayer is very important.
你不祷告主不知道你的心意。
And if you don't pray a lot of times,It seems like God doesn't know what's in your heart.
你不告诉他，他无法卸下你的重担。
If you do not tell him what you need, you cannot remove your burdens.
所以不要灰心，虽然时间有时候祷告并不见得马上就有功效。
Even though God does not instantly answer our prayer sometimes, do not lose heart.
但是绝对不要灰心。
But do not lose heart.
一定要殷切的祷告，要等待。
Instead, we should pray diligently and patiently wait for his timing.
主必会为你预备很好的道路。
God will prepare for us a very good path.
这是我的见证。
This is my testimony.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，福音朋友平安。Friends,
brothers and sisters, peace to you.
我叫 Ada.
My name is Ada.
我是在2007年12月份信主的。
I believe in the Lord December 2007.
在信主之前，在我13岁的时候有上过主日学。
Before that, I went to church Sunday school when I was 13.
因为那时候觉得很乏味，所以就停止了。
Because I felt the Sunday school was kind of boring, so I stopped going to church then.
但神又拯救我的心意，一直没有停止。
But God's heart to save me never stopped.
他常常派人来敲我们家的门。
He often sent people to knock on our door.
在我们刚结婚的时候，常常会有人来我们家。有一次有一个人来敲门，他就送给我一个磁铁片。
And after I got married, one time somebody knocked on the door and they gave us a little gift. It's like a magnet.
我连看都没有看见就贴在那个冰箱了。
And I just stick it onto the door of the refrigerator without even looking at it.
这样那个磁铁片在我们冰箱，在我们搬了三次家，那个铁片还是在那个冰箱。
And we moved three times after that. The same magnet stayed on our door.
我也没有看过。
But I still never paid attention to it.
就这样子。朋友一直在邀请我来教会。
And also, I have Christian friends who kept on inviting me to church.
不认识的人邀请我的时候，我就骗他说我已经是基督徒了。
And when people, strangers invited me to church, I would just lie and say, oh, I'm a Christian already.
因为我很怕人家啰嗦我。
Because I hate people bothering me.
然后认识的朋友跟我说。
Well, people that I know.
我就说，信什么有没有关系。
And I will respond by saying, it doesn't matter what you believe.
只是一种仪式而已吧。
It's just a ritual, it's just a ceremony, it's a form.
我还是我选择了睡觉好了。
And I choose to believe in sleeping more than going to church.
我自己想，反正我把自己做好自己就好了。
I thought, as long as I just take good care of myself, be a good person.
就在我自己所定的道德标准里面。
Within my own moral acceptable standard,
就很尽量的做好我自己。
I do my best.
但是神就没有因为这样子，他就派很多朋友在我身边，基督徒的朋友，我可以在他们身上看到很多很好的见证。
And I thought that was enough. However, God did not forsake me regardless. And he put many wonderful Christian friends or Christians around me in my life. I have seen so many wonderful testimonies.
我虽然想宗教都是道人向善，
I thought, all religions are teaching people to do good things.
但是基督徒就是有一点不一样。
Somehow there's a slight difference about Christians.
就这样子，神的道就慢慢的种在我的心里。
And just like that, little by little, the word of God was planted in my heart.
有一次在我们公司吃饭的时候
，One time when we were eating at work.
啊，有一个朋友就问一个基督徒的同事。
And a friend asked a Christian coworker of mine.
他问他说你们、基督徒死后会他问人死后会怎么样
They said what happened to a person dies after a person dies
他就讲那个死后的审判
So that Christian shared about the judgment of God after death
我就听了心里害怕了一下
And after I heard that I was a little bit afraid
因为我觉得、欸、我有上过主日学我不能说我没有听过他，我不能抵赖。
You know, I went to children's Sunday school when I was little. I can never deny the fact that I heard about him.
我说如果这个神是真的，我真的是很糟糕。
And I thought, okay, I heard about him, and if this God's real, then I will be in trouble later.
但是那只是怕了一下，然后就还是回去过我的老生活。
But that fear only occurred to me briefly, and then I went back to my old way of living afterwards.
然后有一次我们一起回carpool 回家的路上。
And one day when we were carpooling with co-workers on the way home,
在前面一部车子上面写着 John 3:16.
And the car ahead of us had a bumper sticker says John 3:16.
朋友就问我那是什么意思
So someone in the car says, what does that mean?
我就突然冒出来说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们就一切信他的不知灭亡反得永生
And suddenly a verse just came out of me and says, oh, that means God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, he who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
我讲完之后我自己都觉得为什么这么奇怪？那是20年前听过的，我觉得听过的话。
I was so surprised I was able to recite the verse because I heard it about 20 some years ago in Sunday school.
那是我就这样子，神常常在提醒我他的存在。
And situation like that, God kept on reminding me of His existence.
但是我还是觉得只有我做好自己就好了。
But still, I just feel that I just need to be a good person and try my best. That's all I need to do.
但是很多事情上我并没有做得很好。
However, in many things I did not do very well.
就在我觉得我自己面对很多问题的时候，我自己没有办法解决的问题的时候。
And especially when I encounter situation I cannot resolve on my own.
神就把我领到他的家里。
And through those difficult situations, God led me back home.
当2007年12月份我第一次来到这个教会的时候
December 2007, that was my first time visiting this church.
请我来的朋友他迟到了
And the friend who invited me to come actually was late that day.
我就在停车库里面等他
So I wait for her in the parking lot.
哎呀停车场、然后有一个弟兄看到我坐在车子里
And the Christian brother passed by, saw me sitting in the car.
他就出来请我进来，先进来听。
So he extended invitation for me to come in to sit here first.
我就说没有关系，我等我朋友再一起进来。
And I refused by saying, no, let me just wait for my friend.
他就走开了。
So he left me alone.
但是他过了一阵子，他又不放心，又出来请我。
And after a while, he came out again and invited me to go back in.
我觉得有点不好意思，只好跟他进来了。
And I feel kind of embarrassed not to reject him again, so I followed him back into here.
当我进来的时候
，When I came in here,
看到教会人在那边唱诗
，And I saw people singing hymns.
我那时候就被圣灵感动了。
I was so touched by the Holy Spirit.
我的眼泪就不停的在流
And a tear just streaming down on my face
当那次聚会完了之后
And after that particular meeting
我就跑上台
I went forward to the stage
我抓住 Michelle
I grabbed hold of the hand of Michelle
跟当天的讲员
And the speaker of the day
讲弟兄
And the 讲
讲弟兄
Pastor 讲
Pastor 讲我们就一起在祷告
So we prayed together
我那天就成为基督徒了。
And from that day and on, I became a Christian.
我现在回想，如果不是因为那个弟兄 一直来请我进来。
Now I looking back, if that Christian brother did not keep on inviting me coming here,
我可能只是进来听了一个信息。
I may just coming late and listen to a sermon.
就回去我最爱的睡觉。
And then return to home and fall asleep again.
第二个礼拜要就是说哦，太这么早要起来听，我不要再来。
And I might refuse to come back again because I need to get up early.
那天我跟 Michelle 还有Pastor 蒋弟兄。祷告完之后，我心里就觉得很喜乐。
And after praying with the speaker and Michelle that morning, my heart just was filled with joy.
那二十几年前，在主日学唱过的一首歌，就是我已经决定。
And the song that I learned when I was a child in the Sunday school surfaced in my heart, which is I have decided to follow Jesus.
那一天我就一直那首歌一直在我脑袋里面。
And that song just kept on appearing in my mind.
当我回到家里，我就很清楚的知道我信主了，但是我心里相信，我口里又承认。
And after I returned home, I realized, yeah, I accept Jesus this morning, but I don't just accept in my heart. I need to confess with my mouth.
我需要跟对人。在世人面前承认，我第一个要就在我先生面前讲。
So I need to tell the world that I have become a Christian. So the first person will be my husband.
但是我先生是一个很虔诚的佛教徒。
But my husband is a very devoted a Buddhist.
我很害怕我讲了他会有怎么样的反应。
I was afraid of his possible reaction to my decision.
我虽然很喜乐，但是我那天也很紧张。
On one hand, I was very joyful. On the other hand, I was nervous too.
我不晓得怎么开口。
I didn't know how to tell him.
我一直这样挣扎到晚上。
I was struggling all the time, all time until evening that day.
我就终于有勇气跟他讲，我今天信了耶稣。
Finally, I had enough courage. I told him that I believed in Jesus today.
结果他的脸就突然间变黑了。
And suddenly his facial expression just turned dark.
他就觉得我变成一个很可怕的人。
He regarded me as someone scary and fearful.
他觉得没有办法接受一个人只上了一天的就会就说他信耶稣。
He could not accept the fact that I only went there one morning I became a Christian.
他就想这个女人怎么可以这样子说变就变。
And he was upset the fact that I just changed my religion in one morning.
他甚至怀疑我会不会对他也会这样子，哪一天会变心了。
And he was afraid I would change my mind about my love to him one day, just like that too.
所以他就之后他有很多古古怪怪的念头。
And after that night, he has all these weird thoughts.
他又想我把小孩子带到教会去，是不是把他孤立
？And he was the fact that I brought my children to Sunday school. He thought I would try to segregate him from the rest of the family.
他就常的念头有时候会给我带小孩来。
And so he changed his mind all the time. Sometimes he will allow me to bring my children here.
有时候不给，有时候说只能带一个。
And sometimes he said you can only bring one of the two children to church.
这样子小孩子也在那边看到爸爸有时候阻拦，他刚开始很愿意的来。
Initially, my children love to come here.
但是慢慢看到爸爸不喜欢，他们就有所避忌。
But later on, they realized Daddy didn't like them to come to church, so they would hesitate if they would come with me.
所以每天主日来要上教会的时候，家里的气氛都变得很紧张。
So every morning, the tension was quite high at home right before we come to church.
这样一直维持到2008年4月份，我受洗了。
And all the way until April 2008, I was baptized into Christ.
我那时候我先生变得更加紧张了。
And my husband got even more tense.
他就那个他奇怪的念头就变得更多。
And got even more weird thoughts.
他就写了一封信跟我小孩说。
And one day he wrote this letter to our children.
如果你们信去跟妈妈信耶稣的话，我就跟你们断绝关系。
I will disown you if you continue to follow your mom to believe in Jesus.
他对自己很对人生觉得也很没有意思。
And he lost hope about life as well.
因为他觉得如果小孩信耶稣了，他百年之后没有人会按照做他要的仪式，宗教仪式。
His fear is that if his children become Christians, after he died, there's this thing, after the thing that our culture, our Buddhist culture would like to do is to remember the dead person through some kind of ceremony. He was afraid that his children would not bother to remember him after he dies.
然后他家里那些佛像，我们都信耶稣，他家里那些佛像怎么办？
And also, if everybody becomes a Christian, how about all the idols he purchased from all over the places now in our house?
他就常会为这些东西烦恼。
So he worried for all these big and small things.
我看到他这样子，他也很痛苦。
And I feel sorry for him, how he suffered like that.
我觉得我应该为这个家做一件事情。
So I feel that I need to do something for my home.
但是我不懂得怎么去做。
But I had no idea how to do that.
我就开始为他们祷告。
So I started praying for my family.
我这样子，虽然有时候看到祷告，在祷告的时候，有时候家里情况会变得比较好。
And sometimes after I pray for my family, situation improves.
当情况变得好的时候，我就又开始懒惰了。
When situation is improved, I slow down in my prayer.
这样子一直祷告停，然后懒惰，然后要在不好的时候又祷告，这样直到今年的去年的十二月份。
So I sometimes I pray, things improve, I slow down, and then things got worse. I prayed again, and things got better, and just like back and forth until
December.
Until December 2009.
我公公婆婆搬到我们家住。
My in-laws moved in with us.
我看到我儿子跟着他们一起去拜偶像。
They will bring my son to the temple with them.
我觉得我不能再这样子懒惰了。
And I feel that I cannot be lazy again.
我就在主的面前觉知说，我要每天早上起来跟他们祷告。
So I decided to pray for my family every morning from that day on.
当我有这个决定的时候，我第一天起来。
And the first morning when I got up,
我就有胃痛。
And I have this pain in my stomach.
我是一个从来没有胃痛的人。
I usually don't have that kind of problem.
但是那种痛是我自己没有办法忍受的。
And the pain was so severe that I couldn't even bear.
我连弯一个腰，我连眼泪就会流出来。
If I try to bend down a little bit, tears will come out of my eyes.
那时候我很深信，这不是我身体问题。
And I know that was not a physical problem.
因为我知道仇敌最不喜欢他的儿女祷告。
Because I know the evil one does not want children of God pray.
尤其是为人的灵魂祷告。
Especially pray for people to be saved.
所以我这样一直坚持。
But I insisted on praying.
这样坚持了四天。
After 4 days,
那种感觉突然就不见了。
The pain suddenly just disappeared.
但是仇敌的攻击没有停止。
But the evil one still trying to attack my family.
现在变成我公公婆婆也他开始对我很多不满。
Now my in-laws are having trouble with me.
他们在人前人后都讲了很多伤害我的话。
And they will find fault and speak evil of me before and after my back.
我知道那他们讲的话也不是来自他们自己的。
And I know these terrible words and attack are not from them.
因为他们所讲的都不是真的。
And I know what they said was not true either.
但是我虽然我知道是这样子，
Even I know that clearly,
但是我还是很不开心。
And I still am not happy.
很多有两个姊妹就常常跟我一起祷告。
And two Christian sisters pray with me all the time.
常常安慰我说。
And comforted my heart.
不要恨你的家人。
Do not hate your families.
要爱你的家人。
Instead, you need to love your family members.
恨他们背后的仇。
I hate the evil power that's behind them.
但是我觉得我自己没有做，很难做得到，凭我自己。
And by myself, it was very hard.
我就把那个哥林多前书十三章印出来。
So I print out the passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我就把它贴在我的厕所里面。
And paste it on the wall in my restroom.
贴在我的衣柜里面。
Also in my closet.
贴在我的电脑上面。
And by my computer.
一有空我就对着来看。
Every time when I had a chance, I would read those words.
他们也教导我不要为自己伸冤。
And they said, do not try to revenge on your own.
如果我自己伸冤的话，神就没有路可以帮我做事。
If I do it myself, then God cannot do it.
我就一直凭着这个信念。
Therefore, with that kind of thought in my mind,
为家里的人祷告。
I continued to pray for my family.
我看到有一天我女儿就过来跟我讲说。
One day my daughter said to me,
她说妈妈我们 我女儿是在一个佛教的学校 读中文。
She went to this Chinese Buddha Chinese school on the weekends.
After school
program.
她就跟我说，妈妈，我们的中文老师带我去拜佛。
She said, Mom, our teacher brought us to worship Buddha.
我知道我做这样的事情不讨神喜悦。
She said, I know God does not like that.
所以我就没有拜了。
So I did not worship the Buddha.
还有一次她有跟我说
Another time she said to me
我在我的我在钱包里面看到一尊佛像
And I saw this image of Buddha in a wallet
我就把那个佛像交给了中文老师
So I gave the image, the card that has the image of Buddha to my teacher
我跟我老师说
And I told my teacher
我已经是基督徒了
I am a Christian
我不需要这一
So I don't need this card of image of Buddha
那个老师就说这是一个佛教的学校你在这里干嘛
And the teacher says Then why are you here in this Buddha school?
当时他觉得他自己被冒犯了
And then
offended.
She was, the kids were offended、uh-huh. My daughter felt that she was offended by teacher's comment like that、
uh-huh.但是我觉得感谢主，他有听到我的祷告。
And but I thank the Lord because He indeed heard my prayer.
他有保守了我的孩子。
And guarded the heart of my child.
前几个礼拜
，A few weeks ago，
我的儿子跑来跟我说
，My son ran to me.
他说：“妈妈，我不要做佛教徒。
”And said, "Mom, I don't want to become a Buddhist.
我要做基督徒。
I want to be a Christian instead."
然后我就问他：“那你相信？”耶稣是神的儿子吗?
Then I said, do you believe in that Jesus is the Son of God?
他说我相信。
He said, yes, I do.
我说你相信他在十字上为你的罪受死吗?
I said, do you know that he died for your sin on the cross?
他说我相信。
He said, I believed.
我们就这样一起祷告。
So I prayed with him.
我很感谢主。
And I thank the Lord.
他听了我的祷告
Because he heard my prayer.
他保守我的孩子
And he guarded the hearts of my children.
他也应许了我
And he promised that.
他给我在我之前所说的那个贴那个 magnet. 在我信主之后 我才看到上面写的是什么
You know, I finally read the words on the magnet that's on the refrigerator door
上面写的是当信主耶稣当信耶稣基督
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ
你和你一切必得救
You and your household will be saved
这是我的见证
And this is my testimony
谢谢
Amen
我们得救就像以斯帖一样
And the way we're saved just like the story of Esther
不是光为我们的好处
That we are not saved for our own benefit
做一个皇后
To be a queen
乃是为了我们的家
But instead we're saved so that we can bring blessing to our household
我们要为家来守望
We need to guard and stay watchful for the home
为你的丈夫
For your husband
或是你未信的妻子
Or your spouse or your wife who has not believed
为你的儿女
For your children
这是非常重要
These are very important things
因为在地上有很多的攻击和试探
Because there is so much temptation and attack on earth
神救我们
God has saved us
就成为他们的一个保护
So that we can become their protection
所以要为家人来祷告
So we need to pray for our family
为你的朋友来祷告
Pray for your friends
每次跟 Ada 交通，我都有心里很受感动。
Every time I share with Ada, I will be so touched.
她的先生至今逼迫还没有停止。
And the persecution from her husband has not stopped yet.
但她知道神要拯救她一家。
But she knows God will save her entire household.
仇敌是不甘心的。
And the evil one does not want that to happen.
所以她就站住为跟与神同工。
So she stand firm to work with God.
每天她为着家人来祷告。
And she pray for her family every day.
她的祷告是叫我们的感动
And I'm often very touched by her
也成为我们的一个榜样
And she's a great example for us
我想在上个月有一件世界媒体所关注的一个新闻
And in the past month or so there's a big news that everybody in the world probably have heard about
就是发生在中国深圳的富士康那个科技公司有12个员工 连续跳楼的这个事件。
It's the company in the city of Shenzhen in Guangdong, China. There are 12 employees jump and suicide by jumping off the floor.
我们知道死亡是一个权势啊。
You know, death is a power.
它有一个效应，就会影响。
And death has impact on others.
那这个富士康。我们都认识这是郭台铭他的那个老板就是郭台铭。
We all know Foxconn, this company is owned by this guy, his name is 台铭郭。
他是台湾非常富有可以算是首富哈，那全世界的相关企业的员工加起来大概90万以上。
He's probably the richest guy in Taiwan and his business has over 900,000 employees.
所以我们看这个人在新闻上出现的时候都是意气风发。
And wherever you saw him on the TV, in the news, he looked great.
处事很果断而且很强势我们可以看见他是
这样。He was a very strong, minor person, and he was very capable, very determined in everything he did.
就是这个人来看他没有什么他办不到的事。
It's like he could do anything he wanted.
但是在这个连续的自杀事件
And after this consecutive 12 employee suicidal incidences,
当他在出现在画面上的时候不一样了。
And his image on the news or media is different now.
他开始有点忧虑。
You could tell that there's worry on his face.
但是我们可以看见他还是要用他自己的方法，他觉得他可以来解决。
But he still tried to solve his problem with his own power.
所以我们发现他当在第11个跳楼事件发生的时候他赶到这个公司。
And we also on the news about how he rushed to the business in Shenzhen after the 11th employees committed suicide.
同时他做了一个动作。
And he did something.
他邀请所有的媒体来看他的公司。
He invited all the media, people to come to visit his business there.
所以这个传说中很神秘的这个厂区终于打开。
So for the first time, the business was opened and let the world see.
在那天有200多个记者全部赶到这个工厂。
Over 200 news reporters, came to his factory that day.
特别是郭台铭就亲自带他们来参观这个厂区。
He personally gave them a tour.
他要证明他的公司不是压榨员工的血汗工厂。
When he intended to show them, look, we are running a great business. We did not persecute or take advantage of our staff.
他只有一个目的，就是要挽救他的企业形象。
And he tried to recover the image of his business.
我看他回答记者的访问的时候，他说他已经有一个月没有好好的睡觉，而且没讲完他就常常叹了一口气。
And then when he was interviewed, he would say, you know, for a whole month I could not sleep well.And then he sighed a lot during the interview.
但是他还是有他的方法。
But he still feel there is a way to solve the problem.
他那天去的时候，他带了非常多的心理专业医师。
And that same day, he brought a lot of psychiatrists or counselors, specialists.
他宣布，我这个厂已经增加心理治疗师心理咨询专家增进到100个人。
He said, I have increased the counselors to the number of 100 for the benefit of my employees.
因为他的厂很大，有40几万的员工在那里。
In that particular location, he has over 400,000 employees.
所以他做了这样的安排。
So he made arrangement like that.
可当那天他从深圳飞回台湾当天晚上。
And on that very night of the tour and the news press conference, he flew back to Taiwan that night.
我看第十二个又跳了，自杀事件又发生。
The 12th employee jumped and committed suicide.
这次这个我们说这个强人他不知道该怎么办。
This strong man, this iron man didn't know what to do anymore.
隔天他就马上再飞回去。
So he flew back to his factory the very next day.
这次他到了深圳这个厂的时候带来两个牧师。
This time he brought two people with him, two Christians.
因为他要找在台湾能够非常有效防治，就是自杀防治中心最有功效的这样的机构，他在寻找。
These two people came as a result of his search. He was trying to find which organization or therapy had the most effective way to stop suicide.
结果他在彰化基督教医院找到了这样一个团体。
And he found this group in Changhua Christian.团体
那个 Christian Hospital 对就是其中一他带来这两位牧师，一个是计划这个院长跟其中的一个神经科的医生。
And one of the two Christians he brought back
精神科的医生。
These two people were the doctor there and also the in charge dean there.
那天到的时候，有一个很特别的事情发生。
And so when they arrived in Shenzhen in his factory, something special happened.
其中一位牧师呢，他一到的时候，现场员工大概3000多个，主要都是中高级干部。
First, he gathered together the middle and upper management members, about 3,000 people.
他要求是基督徒的举手。
And then these two Christians that followed him, one went forward and spoke to the 3,000 people, says, "If you are a Christian, please raise your hand."
我想这些基督徒在这里都是隐藏的。
And I believe those Christians were hidden in their group.
所以他这要他们表明是基督徒的举手。
So he asked them to show, "If you are a Christian, please raise your hand."
他告诉他们，你们的老板郭台铭。
And after that, says your boss, Mr. Guo,
因为这样的压力已经好久没好好睡觉了
has not been able to sleep for a long time because of the pressure.
而且这一天只睡了2个小时
And he only slept 2 hours the night before.
所以他鼓励所有的基督徒员工开始为他的老板郭台铭祷告
So he encouraged all the Christian managers to pray for their boss that day.
有在场的说，当天那个会场。阿门声不断
And then people were present that day. Says you know they start hearing all these prayer sounds and the amen sounds.
他们为他的老板祷告
A lot of Christians were praying for their boss, Mr. Guo.
为他们的同事祷告
And pray for their coworkers.
为这个工厂祷告
Pray for the business and the factory.
为这个所在的地区来祷告
And pray for the entire region.
他们祷告完了
After they finished praying,
郭台铭掉下眼泪
And Mr. Guo reportedly shed tears.
他哭了
He cried.
这是我们想象不到的。
It's hard for us to imagine that picture.
当这两位牧师开始为他们传讲福音。
And then these two Christians continued to share the gospel with them.
讲完以后，郭台铭也发表他的感想。
And Mr. Guo came forward and also shared his thought.
他说在第十二个跳下来以后。
He said after the 12th employee jumped and committed suicide.
他有一个晚，整夜没有办法睡着。
He said all night long I could not sleep.
他在思想要怎么来面对这样的情况。
Because he's trying to find a way to solve the problem.
要怎么样来补救，怎么样有一个出路。
What kind of remedy and how can he find a way out in the situation?
我想他这是应该他是第一次在员工面前表现出他的软弱。
And I think this is probably the very first time he showed his weaknesses to his employees.
然后他说了一句话。
And he said this.
他说今天听了这两位牧师的道以后
He said, after hearing the sermon of these two pastors,
他找到了出路
I think I have found my way out.
他也看到了希望
And I've seen hope.
所以我们从这个例子我们可以看见
From this situation,
他们需要的不是心理医生
We realize they don't need psychiatrists only.
他们需要耶稣
They need Jesus.
而这一班基督徒需要站出来
And Christians need to stand up and show forth.
为他们所在的地方来祷告
And to pray for the place they're in.
因为我有基督徒在那里就蒙祝福
A place should be blessed because we Christians are here.
这也是今天我们的一个学习
And we shall also learn that.
我们在哪里
Wherever we are.
那个地方就要因为我们在那里的祷告
That place, because of our prayer for them.
得着祝福
Should be blessed.
所以不管你是谁我们都需要耶稣
So it doesn't matter who you are, we all need Jesus.
如果他们知道神为什么来创造我们，创造人
If people would know why God created us in the first place,
他们就知道怎么来尊重生命
They will respect lives.
所以只有福音能够拯救他们
Only gospel can save them.
只有福音能够叫人不往下跳
Only gospel can prevent us from jumping off the high-rise floor.
所以我们来祷告乃是把神天上的旨意能够带到地上来。
So we need to pray for God's purpose to be completed on earth.
我们主常常在地上说不是照着我们的意思乃是照着他的意思。
And just like Jesus said often, not according to his will, but according to the Father's.
所以神有一个旨意。
And God has a purpose.
需要我们祷告才能够带到地上。
And that cannot be fulfilled unless we pray.
常常我们想我们怎么能够得救。
And think about how can we be saved?
有多少人为我们摆上祷告的代价
That was the result of many people who have prayed for us before.
我们才能够来口称耶稣基督是主。
And that has brought us to the point that we'll confess that Jesus is the Lord.
今天我们得到了这样的福分。
Now we have received such kind of blessing.
我们也愿意把它传给人。
We should be willing to pass this blessing on.
所以 我们当我们知道神造人是何等的尊贵，我们是按照他的形象造的。
If we know how honorable we are when God created us in the first place, that we were created in His own image and likeness.
而且接纳我们成为他的儿女。
And He has accepted us to be His child.
我们就知道我们有何等样尊贵的地位。
Then we know what an honorable position we have.
今天不管你有多么有地位，多么有财富，都需要神。
And doesn't matter what position you have or how much riches you may have, we all need God.
所以我们今天，我们等一下，我们盼望，如果你也有一个羡慕，要成为神的儿女。
And I wish you have this desire to become a child of God.
我们可以为你祷告。
If you do, we'd like to pray for you.
你也可以来祷告。
You can also pray yourself.
我们刚刚说，凡接待他的
，those who receive him，
就是信他名的人
，means those who believe in him，
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
God will give them a privilege that they can become a child of God.
你若口里认耶稣为主
，so if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord，
心里信神叫他从死里复活
，and you believe that God raised him from the dead，
你就得救了。
You are saved.
你就是神的儿女。
You can become a child of God.